Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low of 65. The Southeast Wisconsin housing market the first half of the year showed a 6.6% overall increase among the eight counties, while median prices increased 1.8% to help make the January to June period the strongest for home sales since before the recession started about 9 years ago.
Over those 6 months, the Wisconsin Realtors Association says Kenosha County had a 10.3% sales increase, 11.3% in Milwaukee, Racine with a 5.5% boost. Milwaukee home sales just for the month of June went up 11%, a 3.2% increase for Kenosha, 2.5% in Racine. Kenosha's median prices went up 3.9% in June. Milwaukee down 0.4, Racine with a 6.7% increase. Covering all 6 months, those average home prices were up 6.1% in Milwaukee, 5.7% in Kenosha, and 0.7% in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin still is a tight region for available homes between 5.2% and 6.2% availability. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Life in prison with a chance for extended supervision after 40 years is the sentence for a Racine man found guilty of the murder of Melissa Hansen in March of 2015. 32-year-old Robert Swanton was sentenced this afternoon by Racine Circuit Court Judge John Jude. Hansen was found dead in her apartment. Swanton was arrested several days later based on items found in the victim's home and DNA analysis. He was convicted of first-degree intentional homicide by a jury in May. The end of October is a long way off, but officials in Pleasant Prairie are asking village residents to think about Halloween, specifically when to hold trick-or-treat hours. Pleasant Prairie and the city of Kenosha held trick-or-treat hours on the Sunday before Halloween for years, the village following the city's lead because of their uneven shared boundary. However, 2 years ago, the city switched to Halloween evening, while Pleasant Prairie kept the Sunday schedule. An online survey is underway, seeking input from Prairie residents. The survey will be available until August 10th, and the Village Board is expected to make a decision at their August 5th meeting. Of the Caledonia businesses checked for sales of tobacco products to minors on Saturday, only two did, resulting in tickets. Caledonia Police, along with the KRW Tri-County Tobacco Free Coalition, visited 21 locations. Only South Hills Country Club and Pilot Travel Center sold tobacco products to minors, resulting in $218 tickets. The State Department of Transportation is using a new process to rehabilitate asphalt pavement that shows great promise for saving time, money, and natural resources. Steve Krebs, director of the Bureau of Technical Services, says the process is called cold-in-place pavement recycling. He said the process involves milling the asphalt surface, mixing it with a rejuvenating agent, and putting it back down, all in one process.
And we'll continue to monitor those projects to see how this new process and the recycled pavement performs over the long term. But we think it has great potential. It cuts down on the amount of time a road is under construction. It avoids the need to haul pavement to and from the recycling plant. And in the end, it saves money and natural resources.
The DOT typically does about 5 cold-in-place recycling projects each year. Krebs says the new technique can be used when the pavement surface has deteriorated, but the underlying subgrade is still in good shape. The Kenosha City Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Municipal Building, and among the agenda items, another tax assessment challenge settlement agreement with the owners of the former Dairyland Dog Track site, a $345,000 contract for the resurfacing of 26th Avenue from 69th Street to Roosevelt Road and 13th Avenue between 68th and 71st Streets, and a grant agreement with the Fund for Lake Michigan for the next 5 phases of the Eichelman Park Beach Restoration Project at a cost of more than $182,000. The Northwoods League will hold its all-star baseball game tomorrow night at Kenosha's historic Simmons Field, but tonight, another kind of history will be made with the league holding a home run hitting contest at the Lake Michigan shoreline. 9 players each from the North and South divisions will hit balls into the harbor with designated lines and markers to mimic the dimensions of the ballpark. The player with the most home runs after 9 innings will be the champion. The location is the pier at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue, and there is an admission fee for the home run derby, which starts around 6:30. Two airlines are moving to Concourse C at General Mitchell International Airport as the facility prepares to make Concourse E into an international terminal. Air Canada is expected to move by the middle of next month. The other airline is United. No construction schedule for Concourse E has been established at this point, but airport officials hope it can be completed by the end of 2018. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.